News in detail now from Brian Jennings.
The Minister for Media, Catherine Martin, will today bring proposals to Cabinet for an independent external review into governance and culture at RTE. The review is expected to assess whether RTE's governance framework is fit for purpose. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
This examination of RTE will focus on financial management, including the use of barter accounts, commercial agencies and agents. The government party leaders last night discussed the review, and while its terms of reference are still being finalised, it will look at the workplace culture which exists between senior management and staff. Minister Martin has written to the chairperson of the board of RTE and the deputy director general, reiterating the importance of full and open engagement by the board and the RTE executive team and other senior managers with both the Oireachtas and the external review. The joint Oireachtas Media Committee has now formally invited former Director General Dee Forbes and RTE executives to appear before the committee tomorrow. It says it wants clarification on the procedures in place that led to the underreporting of payments to Ryan Tuberty and how such payments were overlooked or justified.
Separately, RTE will today issue a comprehensive statement setting out its understanding of the circumstances surrounding the non-disclosure of Ryan Tuberty's earnings across the 2020-2022 period. Meanwhile, staff at the National Broadcaster are to hold protests at the station headquarters and regional offices at lunchtime today to express their concern at the payment to top earners and call for answers. The final day of the government's consultative forum on international security gets underway at Dublin Castle this morning. Part of the discussions will focus on how to define Ireland's neutrality and assess options for the future. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
After meetings in Cork, Galway and Dublin, the consultative forum draws to a close at Dublin Castle today. Proceedings will begin with an analysis of emerging threats from disinformation, cyber attacks and economic coercion, as well as an overview of our defence forces' capabilities. The afternoon will turn to the issue of Ireland's neutrality, both a historical perspective, as well as options and implications of any change in the future. Both the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Green Party leader Minister Eamon Ryan will attend proceedings. Once the consultative forum closes, the chair, Louise Richardson, will compile a report for the Taoiseach. There have been protests at each of the three previous forum sittings and more demonstrations are expected today.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin has held a meeting with his security officials, including the Defence Minister Sergei Shoigu, as he tries to present an image of normality following a failed mutiny. In a televised address, Mr. Putin also acknowledged for the first time that Russian pilots had died opposing the Wagner militia group's march on Moscow. The Cabinet is expected to approve legislation today from the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, to introduce protest-free buffer zones around healthcare centres providing termination of pregnancy services. The Safe Access Zones Bill will prohibit anyone trying to impede access or influence people's decision within 100 metres of an entrance to a healthcare building providing abortion services. A new study from the Irish Heart Foundation has found that more than a quarter of heart failure patients feel abandoned after being discharged from hospital. Almost three quarters say that their psychological needs to help them cope with the chronic disease are not being met. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers.
Heart failure happens when the organ stops working as well as it should and finds it harder to pump blood around the body efficiently. There are more than 10,000 new cases here each year, and at least 90,000 people are living with the condition. A new study from the Irish Heart Foundation has found that more than a quarter of heart failure patients feel abandoned after being discharged from hospital. Almost three quarters say their psychological needs to help them cope with the chronic disease are not being met. 45% reported a significant drop in income. The charity is meeting a delegation of TDs and senators in Leinster House today to express alarm over what they say is a lack of priority for their care. The survey included almost 200 heart failure patients. The Irish Heart Foundation is also calling for a right for a medical card for all heart failure patients.
A 22-year-old man from Cullohill in County Laois has died following a drowning incident in Greece over the weekend. A spokesperson from the Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed that it is aware of the case and is providing consular assistance to the family. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
A cloudy, muggy day with rain, drizzle and mist affecting many areas. Highest temperatures 17 to 20 in the west and north, between 22 and 24 degrees in the south and east.